This week's show is brought to you by trying to figure out if it was a good touch or a bad touch.
And I guess that's why they call it the news.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Things That Are News, a show where a couple guys hang out, drink some beers, and talk about all the things that happen in the world this week. I'm your host, Jeffrey Brooks, and joining me, as always, is Bailey Nargang.
I need to get these pre-read sheets of our sponsors.
Hey!
God damn.
What's the press thing that they call it when you get a sponsor? I don't write these things. Someone just is like, yeah, this is who's...
Just
who's sponsoring us?
Press read.
The read.
Yeah, the read. The read.
Sure.
Yeah,
I just get handed to it. I just got it handed to me by our assistant, Chuck.
No,
thanks, Chuck.
Professor Meowington.
Professor Meowington. Where's the professor? Anyway, how's it going?
It's going good. Things are moving along. I've got an actual orderly house.
It's getting there.
How's your life?
Yeah, it's all right. I sliced my finger open real bad. It's still bandaged.
Oh, that's sliced it open on a good old table saw. Almost nicked your finger off like a badass, or
it was like a little box cutter.
Oh, okay, that's not as cool.
Pretty deep though. There was a lot of blood. I got it on the boxes. I got to ship those to California, and they're gonna be like, "Now I have hepatitis, I guess."
Will America take your blood on a box? Does that go through customs?
It goes through customs.
You have to claim the blood.
No, it's
Jeffrey blood splotch.
Just put on extra shrink wrap. Good to go.
Oh, God. I don't think you should have admitted that on tape there.
You think Customs listens to my podcast?
Maybe your boss does.
My boss is like an old man. He doesn't...
What do you mean you sent out a package with your dirty blood on it?
My blood's pretty clean. I hope.
Oh, see.
I haven't gotten the heavy yet.
I feel like you don't know that. When was the last time you got tested?
I donate blood.
Okay, then you're good to go.
Yeah, they tell you if you have...
Yeah. You got the HIV.
Yeah, I'm a good person. I donate blood.
Yeah, I
donate
blood.
This is also brought to you by the Red Cross. Donate today. Save the lives of many.
# Red Cross blood.
What are we talking? What's going on in the world this week, Bailey?
What's going on in the
world? Shit going crazy as usual?
Shit's going a little crazy.
What's happening?
Put that over the place we described before, and we're good. What's going on in the world this week? We got man attacked by monkey.
Yeah.
He literally,
man attacked by monkey.
Yeah, man attacked by monkey.
All right.
Right? Zookeeper in the Ukraine. I can't even imagine what he looked like. His name was probably Igor.
That's offensive.
It's not offensive.
Isn't Igor the guy who works for Dr. Frankenstein? Yeah,
yes,
as Igor.
But I'm not relating them. You just related them. Nonetheless... A man that may be named Igor was tending to the monkeys of his zoo.
We'll call him Igor for argument's sake. Yeah.
He was helping the female monkey of a monkey couple, right? Couple. Woman needed some food and needed some cleaning. So the dude went over, started doing it, and she gave him a monkey kiss. Like, the female monkey kissed the zookeeper.
Yeah, kissed Igor.
Igor.
What's the female monkey's name?
They didn't...
Bethany?
Darlene. Darlene kissed Igor.
Sure.
And then Bruce, her boyfriend.
Bruce Phalange?
Bruce Phalange, the male monkey. Not
No, happy. Not actual Bruce Phalange.
Not actual Bruce Phalange. All right. Just the monkey version of Bruce Phalange.
All right.
Wasn't having it.
Okay.
Ran over. Not only did he bite his face, he literally bit his fucking fingers off.
How many fingers?
I didn't say. I hope it was 4, because I want his, just a little thumb.
He's all thumb?
All thumb. I want all thumb, no fingers.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I know. And then how are you going to take care of monkeys?
How many
that?
Knuckles?
But does that terrify you? Do you still be a zookeeper? That's what I was
thinking. No, I get the fuck out of there. Probably on a monkey hunting spree.
It was just monkeys, though. Maybe I move on to taking care of crocodiles.
I'll jump. That's probably a bad leap in the wrong direction.
But
you know, I saw a great image the other day. Mm. It was a crab holding an alligator's mouth shut.
How? That's not possible.
You know, alligators. Here's the thing about alligators. They have, like, the strongest, like, jaw strength.
Yeah.
Like, clamping down, but, like, opening their mouth, they have, like, no jaw muscle.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, with, like, 2 fingers, you can hold an alligator's mouth shut. That's why when people, like, wrangle alligators, they can hold their mouth shut. It's real easy.
Oh,
but they're clamping down pressure...
Okay.
It's real strong.
Yeah.
But the crab claw can just hold it shut.
Okay.
So got him good, alligator.
Just fucked with him. Why doesn't the croc just do the spin move?
It's probably waiting for it. I don't know. It's just a picture I saw.
Okay, touche.
Could have just been the crab from Finding...
Can't trust everything you see on the internet.
What's the fucking Disney under... Little Mermaid. The crab from Little Mermaid.
Under the sea.
Sebastian.
I wrestle with under crocodiles.
The sea. Under the sea.
So, you hear about Vegas.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, heard about it. What is it? The largest act of quote-unquote domestic terrorism. Have we decided if it's domestic terrorism yet?
It's literally domestic terrorism.
Is it? Because there was a whole debate going on for about a week.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't see that?
But what makes it not domestic terrorism?
Because it wasn't politically motivated.
Oh, I thought people were arguing the domestic part. People are arguing the terrorism part.
But domestic terrorism has a separate definition in the dictionary, and domestic terrorism is a citizen committing a violent act and murder against his own countrymen.
Then, yeah, that's...
So it's technically...
If that's the definition, then yes.
Go read Chris's Facebook. Shout out, Chris. I'm calling him out for that. He was trying to play that bullshit. I don't agree
with it. He was like, it's not terrorism?
I don't agree with it.
Isn't it, like, terrorism just, like, inflicting... But it's your goal is to inflict fear. If you're just, like, a dude with a gun, you're like, you know what, fuck everyone. It's not, like, motivated by anything.
Exactly.
If you're a crazy person.
So that's what Chris was trying to say. But it's, like it's still domestic terrorism.
Sure.
It's still domestic terrorism. Nonetheless, let's not get too dark here. Before we get into conspiracy shit, what would you do? I would not, like, there's so many people there that just, like, huddled in a ball. They got in the field. They were doing the tuck and dive or whatever you're supposed to do for nuclear bombs.
Sure.
Duck and cover.
Duck and cover.
They were all duck and covering.
In a field?
Rightfully. In a field. In a field where clearly you don't know where the dude's shooting at. You're just seeing people getting picked off all around you.
Yeah.
I don't want to lay in a field full of people. Like, my first instinct, I don't expect everyone to be a hero, but you gotta at least crawl out of that situation.
What do you mean by be a hero?
Because not everyone has the balls to, like, get up and pick up your lady or pick up your friends and run out of the scene, right?
I don't know if that's being a hero. That's running.
But you're being a hero. You're helping people. Not everyone's got the guts to do that.
Because, like, well, I would just run. That's not being a hero.
But you even described earlier that you would, like, pick up your lady friend.
Yeah.
And carry her off the scene.
Yeah. That's just because she's not as fast as me.
Yeah, but you're still considering her first. A lot of people, that's why they duck and cover. They go, oh, fuck, I don't know what to do. Please don't shoot me.
I'm just like, my first instinct is always running. Yeah. If anything ever, I'm just like, I know I'm pretty quick.
Yeah.
I have this new thing I've started. Whenever I get really drunk, I just start sprinting everywhere.
Okay.
And, like, it's the most troubling thing because I'm going to get hit by a car one of these days. Because it doesn't matter where the fuck I was. But someone's like, we need to get to this place. They close in, like, 10 minutes. And I'm like, I'm on it. And I just started running, and I ran right past it. And I just fucking kept running like I'm fucking Forrest Gump. And I'm just fucked. Like, I'm so drunk that I'm like, the only thing I can do to benefit society right now is if I run as fast as I can.
That's awesome.
I'm just going to, like, run into a bus.
I think you need a hobby. I think you need to go running or something.
No, I have terrible cardio.
Then why do you want to sprint when you're drunk?
I can sprint, but it's like I can't go jogging.
Okay, then do sprints.
No, but I can do one. Once I stop, I can't catch my breath.
Oh, okay.
So I can sprint for like...
Practice.
Yeah, I probably have to stop smoking.
Yeah, okay, touche.
Smoking's pretty good.
Touche. That's... Why? That doesn't... Okay, so you just dip. I feel... Actually,
no, I just dip. I just start running.
I feel like that's a little bit of our Scarborough nature, too, though.
Sure, whatever the fuck that means.
Because
I'm just people. We're all people. We're not fucking...
We were used to getting startled. We get startled or have to run from situations rather than be a little like, oh my God, I'm scared. Let me kneel down. You would go, oh shit, I'm out of here. And like dip immediately.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Like, I'm just a little bitch, I guess. My instinct is always to just start running.
Yeah.
Anything spooky happens, I'm not going to like... I don't know what the fuck's going on. Shit's going crazy. I'm going to just fucking run as fast as I can. I know this will work.
Like, the moment I remember vividly is when we were both on the high school football team and they were filming a movie beside our football practice.
Yeah.
And, like, you could tell who grew up in what neighborhoods, because when you heard the guns, like, people who lived in the not-the-best areas just automatically all dipped.
They
like,
just dispersed.
Full football gear just ran off the field. So it's like, that's why I feel like people have different instincts from different areas.
Yeah, I suppose.
Like, I would, my same is like, get the fuck out of here. I'm not, like, other people would be like, oh, that's let other people handle the situation. But, ranting.
You see what Dan Bilzerian was saying?
No, what was he saying?
Because he was there.
Oh, shit. Okay.
He was, like, fucking putting on a Snapchat story, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed him, like, getting in his car, and he's like, I'm going to go get some guns, and then I'll be back. He's going to go, like, fight back, because that dude's a crazy person.
Did he actually come back?
He said he came back, and everything was, like, done by then, and he said he like helped the paramedics or something.
Oh, he is a Navy SEAL, to be fair.
Is he?
He was, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was just an asshat who was good at poker.
No, but then he broke his leg or something, and then he couldn't be a Navy SEAL anymore, so he got discharged, and then he became a poker star.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Did you see any of this conspiracy theory, Shin?
Yeah, I saw some stuff, and I'm kind of falling deep into the rabbit hole. I don't know what the fuck's going on anymore.
It's getting real creepy. It's 9/11-esque.
A little bit, yeah.
There's a lot of weird dots. The thing that got me was all those... There's a lot of social media posts about other shootings.
Yeah. So many.
It's not on the news anywhere.
No.
Anywhere. That's the thing. Like, at least not once saying multiple shots fired or also at the Bellagio and
it's
also...
just weird because I don't understand, like... Whenever there's, like, conspiracy theory, people are like, yeah, it's a conspiracy. But there always has to be, like, an underlying agenda. I don't understand what the agenda would be. That's why I'm confused.
Gun control.
But who's trying to push gun control?
Yeah.
But, and if you were trying to push gun control, why are you covering up the other shootings?
Mm-hmm. And the way that they're saying, even with how the guy, like, sporadically rented all these apartments, because apparently the guy rented apartments above... hotels, my apologies, above, like, Lollapalooza and another music festival that was supposed to happen.
Maybe
in Las
he just
Vegas.
Hates music.
But why would this dude think that far ahead to make all these reservations for just to decide for in case I want to go crazy this month or, like, 3 months later or 4 months after that?
No, but he's going to do all of them.
He's going to do all of them.
Yeah, he thought he was going to get away with it.
But the Lollapalooza was before this.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, Lollapalooza happened like two.
So he had a hotel room booked for Lollapalooza.
Yeah, and didn't show up. Didn't show up for his booking. He had two rooms booked too, actually, like two that were down on opposite ends of the windows.
Oh, so he was gonna scope them out
so that he could do one side and then move to another room.
Oh, that's even scarier.
Yeah. Real creepy, but he didn't go to that one, and then he had another Las Vegas festival booked right after this one.
Oh.
So it's like he kind of pulled out three cards and went, I'm going to go shoot people at this one.
You know, like, ISIS has claimed responsibility, right?
Yeah, but that's some bullshit. You think that? Actually, I don't know, because this is what freaks me out. There's only one photo of this guy. How is there only one photo of this guy? If we know he did all of this shit, not a lobby camera, not an airport, someone at least knows when he got off the airplane.
What do you mean there's only one photo of him? They're only showing one photo.
Yeah, but why have... It's the internet.
Yeah.
If the news only shows us one photo, someone else is bound to find one. Why hasn't anyone else come out with one? Why hasn't it circulated on the Facebooks?
No, but like, what's... You think it's be... Oh, big news, we have another photo of him.
Yeah.
They have one photo. They're not out looking for other
photos.
The
dude on the day of carrying the 30 bags. How did he get that many rifles up there without repeated footage of him carrying fucking bags full of rifles?
There would have been, like, repeated times he had to go up and bring stuff in.
Yeah.
I don't understand what your point is. You're upset there's not more pictures
of him?
It's like
a newsworthy story. People want to see the details of how it happened in most cases. And why don't we
get... What? Oh, this is him at an airport. Look at that.
Yeah, look at that. Look at all these bags. He brought all these rifles on an airplane. Maybe you should talk about gun security on an airplane. You know what I mean? Like, how did he, like...
Did he bring them all on an airplane?
I don't know, but why haven't we...
Or did
he
buy them all in Las Vegas?
No one's even discussed this, though.
He probably bought them all in Las Vegas. They talked to, like, the gun store owner who he bought guns off of.
So he bought all the guns right before it? Then maybe, why aren't we talking about how many guns you can buy in one go? How many guns did he buy in a go?
I don't know. But I'm saying the information is out there. You just haven't seen it. You're complaining like, oh, it's not all out there.
Because I dug.
And I just told you information you didn't already know.
Okay.
And I didn't dig at all. All
right.
I just scrolled through Facebook.
Okay, fine. It creeps me out that there's just not enough details coming out about this when it seems like every other situation.
Yeah, I know it's weird that there's so much shit going on that they're not talking about.
Like,
pretty
sketchy. Remember the dude with the crazy colored hair that shot up the movie theater?
Yeah.
We learned everything about the story. We saw photos of his apartment. We got a detailed story of how he went into psychosis. The Boston bombings, who they were, how they got there, how they put it together, their university roommates that helped them. All this shit. And with this dude, we get just, like, nothing.
I mean, it's still early.
All that shit, especially Boston bombings, i.e., that shit came out.
No. They didn't even know who the guys were for, like, a week at the Boston bombings.
But they were covering it and updating it.
Because
actively.
It was a chase. That was an ongoing
following
thing.
Following the chase.
You're fucking contradicting yourself.
Well, why? Because I'm saying that it was, like, updated rapidly.
Because it was,
like,
still ongoing. It was an investigation. They were covering an investigation.
After they arrested and shot the dude. After they chased them down. Oh, because they're investigating how they did it.
No, because they didn't have them right away.
After
they chased them down.
I'm saying after they had them. After the whole chase was down.
Yeah.
They still rapidly rolled out all of the details of how this unfolded.
Yeah, but I think it's kind of a more compelling thing, though.
This is pretty... It's a bigger attack than that.
Yeah, but it's not about casualties. It's about... Race.
Oh, because he's an old white guy?
No, because it was a running race. It was a foot race in Boston. Sorry, did I get you good on that one?
Yeah, you did.
What's your next news, Bailey? I think I fucking broke that story wide open.
Thank you. That was a good ending. Amazon's going to rule the world.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they're gonna start selling prescription drugs now. They're looking, actually not definitively, but they've announced they're publicly looking into it.
Exciting.
Terrifying. You could just get a prescription from your doctor, going like, "I need Xanax. Send to my house, Amazon Prime."
Well, if you have a prescription.
But who says okay? We have some friends that could probably fake a prescription good enough for Amazon to send us drugs.
That's a good point. No, because your doctor, when you get a prescription, the doctor has to send the prescription to the pharmacy. No, because they can write one for you and you can take it in.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, and it's always just like gibberish.
Yeah. Tell him, buddy, can't scan it, copy, paste.
Yeah, you get like, because you could scan one and then reuse it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem. Why don't people photocopy prescriptions?
Or even in the deeper sense, you're telling me someone can't hack into a walk-in clinic database and just sneak in a drug delivery to some dude's house through Amazon?
But also people can do that now. People get drugs delivered all the time now. Shoppers, Drug Mart delivers prescriptions.
Yeah, but it would be easier if it's done through Amazon rather than Shoppers.
You can't walk into an Amazon. You can walk into a Shoppers Drug Mart.
I guess.
Gotcha good.
Take that.
Shoppers Drug Mart's gonna rule the world.
I'll take that out.
They sell frozen pizzas now.
I feel like our international listeners don't know what Shoppers Drug Mart
is. Rexall? No, what's a...
London Drugs.
Fucking Pharmacy Plus.
Yeah,
Pharma Plus.
There, Pharma Plus.
Pharma Plus, that's a one.
CVS.
Oh, CVS, that's the American one.
Hey.
CVS is a big one. What's your net? What's happening? What's the haps? What do you got?
Back to Canada. Weed's going to be legal in July 2018.
Like every week you're like, new update on weed.
Yeah.
Still happening. The date's been proposed for the last 6 months, but we're still going to keep bringing it up.
And now the weed plants you have in your house can be as big as you want. As big as my room. Jack and the Beanstalk. Three stories. 3-story tall weed plants. As big as I want. 4 of them everywhere. It's going to be fantastic. I'll put poles and have them weave up the stairwell.
Ooh, like climbing vines?
Yeah, but all weed.
And all
the
weed?
Government can't say nothing.
They can't say shit because 4 plants.
Now, this is just a good headline. The story's lame.
Oh, is that your whole story? Just like weed's legal in a time that we already knew about?
Yeah, but the plants, I can like literally just have them chilling in my room. I'm amazed to have like 9-foot tall plants just like in my kitchen. Just start lighting
it. How tall does a weed grow? Pretty tall? As tall as you let it?
As tall as you let it. Like, you can go, like, 8 feet tall if you try.
Okay, so 8 feet tall. Not as tall as you let it.
You can go taller than 8 feet. You just need a massive fucking pot, though. Because it's roots.
Is that a pun?
Yes. Not on purpose. Pun not intended.
It's not as good as my race one.
Yeah, not as good as the race one. But it's because it's still got roots. Like, so it can grow as tall as you want, but you need to be able to give it enough fucking space.
So if you've laid down dirt in this whole floor, it could just fucking go.
Yeah, just go to town.
Ooh. So, like, if you have a field.
That's why I'm not trying to express my knowledge too much, but that's why there's more outdoor stuff, and it's cheaper because you can grow more of it because it's taller.
Oh, reefer. Yeah, what's your next news? I figured it out. I figured out your math.
Two women released from prison. Escaped prison. Two women escaped prison.
Yeah, that's better.
They got arrested in an escape room. An escape room. Of all places.
Of all places. What did they do?
What did they do in the escape room? They walked in and asked for a tour.
A tour?
Yeah.
You know what escape rooms are?
They just pretended they were normal customers. We're like, hey.
And they asked for a tour.
Yeah. Can you take us for a tour of the escape room? And then cops ran into the place.
You don't know what an escape room is, do you?
Yeah.
What's an escape room?
The room you go with your buddies. They lock you in and there's like dumb puzzles. And
then why would they ask for a tour?
Because they were running from the cops. So they took them in the back.
So they asked for a tour?
Yeah, and then they were
taking... That's like running into an arcade and being like, can you give me a tour of this arcade?
No, apparently it's normal. Like, the owners of the escape room were saying it's normal. People walk in all the time and ask to explain to them what an escape room is.
Oh.
Like, how does this work? I was thinking of coming with my friends, but I'm a 50-year-old woman, and I don't know what this is.
Maybe the tour was the wrong term.
That's what they used in the article.
Oh, got me good.
Because it's a tour of the business.
I suppose it is a tour.
Yeah, so then they were touring the ladies around the escape room. These two prisoners recently escaped from prison was asking what it's like to escape from a room.
Yeah.
And the cops ran
Irony.
In. Yeah. The cops ran in, asked the receptionist, did two ladies come in here just randomly? He's like, yeah. And the cops just went in and arrested him. That's a story.
It's a good story.
That's why it was lame. I didn't want to tell it.
Then why'd you do it?
Catholic Church selling all its investments in oil. No more oil for the Catholic Church.
Good for
Francis
them.
Francis says, fuck it. We're joining Elon and going to Mars. Catholicism, new religion of Mars. That's I'm calling that right now.
As opposed to the old religion of Mars, which is like, yeah, red.
No, there's the...
Red's good.
The Elon Musk certified simulation relations religion.
Simulation relations religion.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, got it good.
And then, according to The Guardian, so I don't know how legitimate that is, Donald Trump's disapproval rating is at 67%.
I feel like nobody ever says disapproval rating. No. I feel like you say his approval rating's at 33%.
No, when it's Trump, you flip it to disapproval because nobody likes him. Fuck it.
No, but I don't think I've ever, like, no one ever says disapproval rating.
Mm-hmm. Like, Obama's disapproval ratings at 42% were worrying. They said it during Obama, at least. I can't say...
No, you just say his approval rating is only at... I don't know, man!
No, because if you're the enemy, you don't want to say a majority percentage. You want to say a lower percentage, so you say disapproval. No, that doesn't make sense. Okay, never mind. I'm done.
Yeah, but that's a high number for people to not like Trump, right?
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
It's just draining the paper towel threes. Why did he?
I didn't know what you were talking about, and then I remember seeing that, and that was fucking gold.
Threw out
so much paper towel. Why was he?
What was it about? Can you explain that situation to me? I didn't see the actual clip. I just saw most of the memes and read about it real quick.
I just saw GIFs of him throwing paper towel about.
That's what I mean. How does a president get in that situation? So,
where did he get, did he buy the paper towel?
Why? Who gave him those? Drained, Pretend to be Kobe, man. Just drain them. Drain them, bro. Just drain threes. Oh, God.
Aim for the underprivileged over there.
How do you get elected president? You think that's a good idea? That's like... I wouldn't do... If you hand me paper towels in a crowd, the first thing I'm doing is not trying to drain threes.
You gotta drain threes with paper towels.
I'm the president. I can recognize it, but I am the president. I probably shouldn't drain threes with paper towels.
Maybe give me some oranges, then I'll drain some threes.
Maybe give me a crumpled up piece of paper.
Cantaloupe. Bring me a cantaloupe. I'm gonna drain threes.
Let me kiss this baby. Drain threes.
Would you let Trump kiss your baby?
Oh, fuck no. He probably got syphilis. How many STDs do you think Trump's got?
I think zero.
He's probably got two.
Rich people don't get STDs.
They still get them. They just can cure them. Like real Magic fast. Johnson.
Yeah, but he's...
Because that's AIDS conspiracy theory. Ugh. You can cure AIDS if you got money, because Magic Johnson's still motherfucking alive.
Magic Johnson has HIV, doesn't he?
No, he's got full-blown AIDS, and that man's still alive.
You've got AIDS.
And he's still alive.
No, he's got HIV.
Well, and he's still alive.
Yeah.
What's next?
It's time for our favorite segment of the show.
Jeff's Movie Minute. Hey,
it's Jeff's Movie Minute. Yeah. All right, I got a lot of movie news. We're going to get through it real quick. All right, I got 43 things to talk about. I want you to rate it on a scale of 1 to 3, okay?
Dun, dun, dun.
1 to 3.
Okay, 1 to 3.
You remember Spawn?
3. Yeah.
They're making another Spawn.
Yeah.
They're rebooting Spawn.
Okay.
The guy who created the comic is directing it.
Oh, yes, okay. 3.
3? Todd McFarlane's making Spawn. They're making it for, like, no money. Just going to be like a down, no fucking red CGI cape bullshit.
Okay.
It's going to be a nice small Spawn movie. The Logan of Spawns, if you will.
So is it going to be like a prequel?
No, it's going to be just like a Spawn story.
I don't know about that. He's got a lot of weird supernatural powers that will be hard to display.
Just cut out the cape. That's like $80 million right there.
The cape is like one of his main components.
It doesn't have to be all, you can just have a literal cape on him.
Yeah, but his cape. It's like the
I'm familiar. You don't have to fucking dumb it down. Yeah, okay. Explain it to the listeners, Bailey. Explain the cape.
It's just like the Doctor Strange cape.
Yeah.
It like thinks on its own, it protects him, and it does its own shit.
Yeah.
He works in unison.
You have two guys with wires, and they pull the cape.
Okay.
You pay them $50 each?
Hey,
movie's real cheap.
They did it for Doctor Strange.
Jackie Chan confirms they're definitely making Rush Hour 4.
How old does Chris Tucker look?
84.
2.
Is that how old he looks, or is that your rating of how excited you
are? My rating.
Okay, because he definitely looks older than 2. Netflix raised its prices. Did you get the email?
No, because I steal people's Netflix.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit. It's going up. What do you think? This is not a rating system, because you're going to rate it bad, but... What? Is it fine?
Yeah.
They're putting out a lot of stuff.
It's fair. They make so many shows now. They own shit, and it's still just, what is it, $12?
I paid... 8. I have the basic one where I can only have one account. It's just me.
Because
I don't let freeloaders like you fucking. So now mine's going up to 9, I think.
Okay, then fuck it.
Yeah, I paid $9.
Yeah, it's not. It's still nothing.
It ain't shit. Bob's Burgers movie announced for a 2020 release.
I'm excited.
Right?
Yeah.
It's going to be fucking good.
I want to see how they pull it off.
My favorite thing is whenever I'm upset, I do the Tina grow now. I should do that more when you're talking. Let's go.
No, you don't. You don't do that.
And that'll be good. I do it to the wife all the time. She loves it. It's one of our favorite bits. Do you remember the Ghostbusters movie?
Yeah.
Not the shit one with women in it.
I remember the good one. With Bill Murray. Puffed man.
They're making another one. They're going to make a Ghostbusters
with
animated
Bill
movie.
Murray?
Let me finish. They're going to make
Is it a continuation of the cartoon I watched in the 90s?
Slimer might make an appearance. I don't know.
Okay.
They're making a Ghostbusters animated movie told from a ghost perspective.
Oh, fuck off. Who's giving them these ideas? One.
It sounds like I made that up, didn't it? I wish I did.
Oh, it sounds like a fan
Another
fiction.
One I wish I made up. Have you heard about the upcoming Hugh Hefner biopic? Who would you think is the worst casting choices, Hugh Hefner?
Whoever plays Newman in Seinfeld.
That'd be pretty good. I'd like that one. How about Jared Leto?
Oh, fuck. No, please. No. Is that real?
Jared Leto.
No.
It's going to be Hugh Hefner.
No. And the Hugh Hefner mind's going to ruin it. At least do James Franco.
Directed by Brett Ratner.
It's got to be James Franco, if anything.
Nope.
You got to at least have a personable fucking not a weird Jared Leto.
Remember all the stories about Jared Leto being weird on the set of Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
Imagine him on a Hugh Hefner biopic.
He's just got to...
He's going to rape a lady.
He's just got to wear that weird fucking robe.
The velvet robe. Another good news. You ever see Lucy?
Yeah.
Lucy 2 is in development.
Is that Scarlett...
Scarlett Johansson.
I thought she, like, merged with the computer.
She did.
So the fuck the movie's
going
to be
Who's to say? About? Maybe another person gets the Lucy.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I hope Morgan Freeman's back. Last one that kind of confused me. It's my last movie news. Warner Brothers has said that they never officially used the title DCEU.
Fuck that. I remember when they first did the whole rollout, that's what they introduced it as.
Nope.
To separate it from the
That's not what they said.
That's some Trump shit right
They're
there.
They're saying, we never used the media said DCEU. That's fake news. We're doing our own thing. We're DC. We're making films.
So basically they're saying Justice League is trash, so please don't blame us.
No, because they're trying to do, they're fucking doing these whole Joker origin movies. Have you heard about this Joker origin movie?
Yeah.
Martin Scorsese's producing, Leonardo DiCaprio might play the Joker.
No, he won't.
Yeah, not a Martin Scorsese has anything to say. They're
it
best buds.
Martin Scorsese, but I mean, fuck, just because Heath Ledger did a good job, now everyone has to take a crack at it?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I'd see a Leonardo DiCaprio Joker. Love me some Leo.
Hell of a lot better than Jared Leto.
Love me some Leo.
I'd give that a
Fuck
two.
Jared Leto.
I'd give that a two.
You give that a two?
I want to see if Jared Leto's good in Blade Runner, though.
Apparently he was real method about being blind.
He's real method about everything.
Fuck that dude, man. Can I talk about method acting for a minute?
Yeah, sure. I don't know how to feel about it, so I want to hear. I want to hear a rant. Give me your flask before you go off.
Oh, it's in my bag. Where's my bag?
Right beside your.
Hold on, vamp. While I find flask.
Method acting. I'm trying to figure it out because sometimes I think it's good for a role. Like, what about like a Johnny Depp and Jack Sparrow? Shit makes sense.
That's not method acting.
Yeah, wasn't he in Jack Sparrow role the whole time? I thought he was all done up with his dreads and just being a goon.
Sure. Even if that's the case, good vamping for the record.
Yeah, thank you.
My problem with method acting, you know what acting is? It's pretending to be someone you're not.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're method acting, you're just not acting.
Sometimes you need to pretend to be someone for an extended period of time, period to emulate them properly.
Nope.
You disagree?
Nope.
You an actor? Are you a thespian?
I could be an actor.
You could be a thespian?
I could be a Jerry Seinfeld impersonator. Oh, look,
Oh, Jerry's at the door.
Hey, it's me, Jerry Seinfeld!
Oh, hey, Jerry Seinfeld, you're back again. I'm
all right,
so excited
go.
For this.
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, thank you, I'm happy he's gone. Jesus, Jerry.
What'd you want to talk about this week, Bailey? Was it method acting? Because I could go all day. Fuck Daniel Day-Lewis. I'm sure your wife fucking hates you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey, look at me. I'm Lincoln for fucking 6 What?
Okay.
I was going to say years, and I was going to say months, and then...
Good.
Let me just drink some scotch.
As we got our flask out, Rick and Morty...
Oh, that's a good segue.
The whole series is done.
It is, thank God.
Done. Whole series.
Fucking
no,
trash.
No more. But the season 3 finished.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part?
Is that how you just did? Let's talk about the thing. And we're gonna introduce it, and I'm gonna throw it right to you. What's
no,
your
I'm
favorite?
Talking to him,
what's my
to
favorite
him.
Part of no, season 3 of Rick and Morty? My favorite part? I like the guy that's made of ants.
Man of a Million Ants?
Yeah, something like that. Millions.
Million Ants.
Million ants.
It's called Million Ants.
I like Million Ants. No, I like Ghost Train. Ghost Train was my favorite.
Ghost Train was the best. I think he was one of the best characters. I kind of like the logic, the character there. But, I liked Slimy Morty, or the Morty that ran the strip club.
Oh, yeah.
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 That was a good one. The whole Morty's.
That episode was a good episode.
It's a solid episode. So that's one of my questions. What do you think they're going to do with Evil Morty?
He's going to come back and ruin everything.
Is he going to try to just kill Rick or take over the universe.
I was really upset because I thought the season finale was going to have to do with evil Morty.
That's what I mean. They left a really good cliffhanger.
So I would say that's a bad cliffhanger.
That was the follow-up. So you think it's a dick move that they did
It's not
that?
A dick move. It's just weird writing.
Why?
To, like, leave a cliffhanger in the middle of the season and then just not address it for the rest of the season.
That's what they did with evil Morty through... Because evil Morty was, like, the first season, wasn't it?
Yeah, but if it's, like, a throwaway... You know what I mean? Like, if you just do it once, then it's, like, kind of a throwaway. And you're like, oh, maybe they'll do something with that again. But if you call back to it, then you kind of have to solve the problem.
But they didn't solve the Phoenix person problem either.
Yeah, that kind of bothered me, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's just what they do on the show.
I feel like they kind of know their fans are that obsessive that they can be that cocky about it.
Yeah, it's kind of a dick move, though.
I feel like it's an F you to Adult Swim. It's like, they kind of got to bring us back.
Yeah, you can't cancel us. People want to know what happened to Phoenix Person. Yeah, like if they didn't do anything with Phoenix Person.
Nothing. They just introduced him in the beginning and never came back.
Fucking weird, man.
I mean, if you can, through fan conviction, convince Adult Swim to bring Samurai Jack back, I'm pretty sure that fucking Rick and Morty isn't going to go anywhere.
Rick and Morty's not going anywhere. No. Unless, like, they want to stop making it.
No. And what was your favorite meta moment? The whole season.
You're going to have to remind me what meta means.
Like the fourth
wall breaking kind of things?
Yeah.
I liked in the last episode when Beth was like, oh, that's so season one of me.
Yeah.
Okay. That was pretty good. I like when it's not Rick breaking the fourth wall.
No, the one I liked Rick breaking the fourth wall was when he said, I'm Doctor Who and this motherfucker.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
When he was debating at the president. That was like the most excellent one. It's like perfect reference, good timing to break the fourth wall.
I don't know if that's a fourth wall break.
Yeah, because they don't have Doctor Who in their universe.
Why? How do you know that?
I guess so. Still a reference outside.
That's not breaking the fourth wall. That's a reference.
They have iced tea in it.
And they have the beverage, iced tea.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh! You know what I realized? Speaking of a character on Law & Order, you know what I realized yesterday?
What? Okay.
Iced tea's on Law & Order.
Yeah.
You didn't know that? SVU.
You never knew that.
No, that's not what I realized.
Okay.
I'm segueing. This is a seamless segue.
Okay.
Speaking of a character who's on Law & Order.
Yeah.
You know, I thought Vincent D'Onofrio was two people, like, my whole life.
How?
Okay, so I was trying to explain. You ever seen The Breakup with Vince Vaughn and
Jennifer
Aniston?
Yeah.
Vincent D'Onofrio plays Vince Vaughn's brother in that movie.
Okay.
And I spent fucking 30 minutes trying to look up Vincent D'Onofrio's name because I'm like, who the fucking guy who plays his brother? He was on Law & Order. He looked a lot like Vincent D'Onofrio. And I realized I completely separated Vincent D'Onofrio's career into two people. Vincent D'Onofrio with a shaved head and Vincent D'Onofrio not with a shaved head.
Yeah.
And I've been so convinced they're two people, but I just never knew the other guy's name.
No, it makes sense. I can see that. I can see that. Now that you think of... Yeah. I never realized that.
For those listening at home, Vincent D'Onofrio's Kingpin in Daredevil. He also plays some guy in Law & Order.
Yeah.
And in Chips. You ever see Chips? That Dax Shepard movie?
No.
He plays the bad guy in that. He's pretty good. Then I was teetering. I was like, is that the Law & Order guy? I'm like, no, that's definitely Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah.
Because I think he said, the city. Yeah. And I'm like, ah, that's Vincent D'Onofrio.
It's gotta be.
He's got some raspiness.
I forgot him with hair. It's been a while since I've seen him with hair. I forgot about
you
that.
You should watch him Law & Order Criminal Intent. And he'll be like, that's Wilson Fisk. And okay. What were you talking about?
We're talking about the Ricks and the Mortys. What was your favorite episode of the whole thing?
When it was finally over.
Yeah? Really?
I wonder how loud that flask closing
was. It was pretty loud. But why when it was finally over?
Nah, I don't know. What was my favorite episode?
Yeah.
I liked, I forget what episodes there were. There was one that I remember liking.
Was like the Jerry adventure. Was the one where they went to...
What was your favorite? I'll tell you if I agree.
I liked the Jerry adventure.
What was the Jerry adventure?
When he took him to the planet where...
Oh,
Rick,
yeah, I didn't
the
like
invincibility
that.
Field.
Nope, shit. Bad episode. I didn't like any of the Jerry episodes. I'm really upset that Beth and Jerry got back together.
They really... No, I think it's better. I think the reason the Jerry episode sucked is because they really fucked up his dynamic. Without the family, he's got no... He's not entertaining.
Yeah, Jerry on his own is...
It's really lame, so they need to reset everything. Like, that leads into it. It's like, are you happy with how they ended it? Resetting everything?
Cause I don't know where they go with it.
I think it was the best situation possible. Because it brings it back to sitcom style. Now they can have... Whole family encounters deals with problem. Like, what started to happen at the end of season two into this one was that it's like, Morty and Summer are so numb that you're losing purpose in the show now.
Yeah.
Right? But now you bring back in the family dynamic. Morty cares about school again.
And, like, Rick's the outsider, and that's...
Yeah.
Because, like, the whole thing with this season is Rick was, like, controlling everything. But once he's the outsider, then that's when the fun comes in.
Yeah, because they're trying to avoid his cynicism and his weird...
Yeah. Is Beth a clone?
If this show goes on for 5 seasons, yes.
Then she is a clone, and then, like, the other Beth comes back?
If it ends next season, then no. I feel like they're going to make some joke in the future, just call back, oh, yeah, this whole time, yeah, Beth just came back now. There'll just be some weird reference or joke about it.
I was, like, looking at some shit, and I was, like, it made me really bothered by it, because...
Yeah, you really had to hand that to me now, you cuckold.
Sorry.
But if he was to make a clone, why would he program the memory of their conversation about making her a clone into her?
To dupe the clone so
No, because if you don't... If the clone doesn't have that memory...
But then it creates it more convinced that it's not a clone... Because it's already Beth. It already has the inkling that Rick is sadistic enough to clone her.
No, so she never even thought of that as a possibility before.
Nah,
until he brought it up.
Didn't they have that? No, that was Summer that had to break the tanks.
Yep.
Didn't Beth break the tank? No, it was Summer.
Summer. Beth had no idea. And then, like, why would he put that idea in her head and then make the clone deck? Oh.
Didn't she see him as Tiny Rick?
Yeah. No.
So, Tiny Rick said he was a clone.
Yeah.
So then she knows that Rick can clone
things. I don't... Whatever. Shit episodes. I didn't like any of them.
I liked
the Mr. Poopy Butthole bit.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
What, that he got married? I thought they could have done so much more. I like Mr. Poopy Butthole. I don't think they capitalized on Mr. Poopy Butthole.
I think they use him perfectly.
Not this time. He could have been more eccentric. He could have been funnier. I liked the little Justin Roiland sneak-ins all over... The end credits, fantastic with his just improv.
Yeah.
The answering machine that's only used in exposition.
The answering machine was pretty good.
I really liked that one. I also liked when the wolf took Jerry's unemployment check, just ate it and vomited it up in front of him.
Oh, I just remember my favorite episode is probably the toxic Rick and Morty.
That was a really deep episode, actually. It was kind of like, I really liked how deep that one was.
I liked that episode a lot.
Because I think that was a big message on what people don't look at, and it took a jab at people that go to salons and all that shit.
I don't know if it took a jab at people that go to spas.
Spas.
I don't know why you would think it does that. I don't understand your...
I don't have an ironed out theory, so let's just retract that statement.
Yeah, it was a fucking weird thing to say. I liked the Voltron robot. That was really good. I like that he just, like, somehow got this girlfriend. I like the Wolf of Wall Street bit. That was fucking spot on.
Yeah.
That was my favorite episode. I enjoy, like, I laughed a lot.
Yeah.
It's like, you ever get peed on? Oh, yum.
So which one did
so
you...
So good!
That was the episode you laughed at most?
I think that was the episode I laughed at most.
I laughed at the finale. I laughed at the most. Just all the Obama jokes.
No, but that was just, like, a drawn-on fight scene that, like, wasn't really funny. It was, like, cool to look at. It was my same problem with, like, the Pickle Rick episode. It was, like, cool to look at, but it wasn't funny.
Pickle Rick was too long, yeah. I completely same sentiment with that. It was too long. It was too long. I didn't care that much. Like, he fought the Russians for so long. It was like, okay, I thought this was, like, a bit. This is, like, the half the episode. No. They had issues with dragging it on. I like their meta joke about South Park in the end, though.
But what was that last episode?
Because they're playing Minecraft and they're making
Oh,
jokes.
Yeah.
And it was like, no, South Park already did that.
That's what we're going to do. No, South Park already did that. Yeah, that was good.
It's like, oh, I guess they're real fast. It's like, no, we're just real slow, Morty. And it's just because it's an even bigger meta joke to Simpsons, did it?
Yeah.
So geeky.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, my God. So it's like doubling up on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's like South Park did. Oh, Simpsons did it.
Yeah.
They got me good on that one.
That's, I was like, ooh, that's real witty as soon as I caught it.
What do you think? Rate it out of three.
Rate it out of
Rick
three?
Rick and Morty season three out of three.
Out of the three seasons?
No. Rank it on a scale between one and three.
I had to clarify because it kind of fits the model. Then I'm still going to give it two.
You're going to give it a two?
I'm going to give it a two.
I give it a three.
Out of Rick and Morty comparisons, compared to other cartoons, it's always at a three. Compared to other Rick and Morty seasons, I'm going to give it a two.
Sure. I don't know. Okay. And on that note, we'll be back. What's been driving you crazy, Bailey?
Really grinding my gears.
Don't, nope.
No, no. The world is going to shit, okay?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair to say.
People arguing left to right in political spectrums, in race, in this, in that, all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
What do we want out of it? Like, what
do we... Out of life?
Out of life, out of government, out of just going about our daily lives. Mm-hmm. What are we actually fighting for? So then... What I was trying to think about and what I wanted to ask and debate about, not in, like, Marxist philosophy and deep shit, it's just if the world went to shit and you had the opportunity, everyone, okay, Jeffrey, you're a genius.
Thank you.
What are you going to do to fix everything? How do we restart? Okay, we need a government. We got to figure out how to make people do things and have everyone come together. But, like, how do we do it? What would you do? That's what I was trying to think. Would you just call it like Bailey Town or Jeffrey Town? I'm Jeffrey.
Are you like posing me a real question or are you just hypothetically?
Hypothetically, and I don't want to talk about like philosophical structures, just like government. Like what the fuck would you do? How would you make sure that everyone follows the same thing, that we all agree that these problems aren't an issue anymore, all that?
What are the problems?
So
climate change is fucked up.
Yeah, so, okay, so in Jeffrey's government...
What are my problems? How am I going to fix them?
How do you make everyone tackle climate change? Like, okay, y'all got to use a green bin. Y'all got to have electric cars. Like, only electric cars. We got batteries in all our houses.
You know what I'll do? Okay, first, like, my first executive order.
Yeah.
Elon Musk is my VP, okay. So I'm president.
Yeah.
Elon Musk is VP.
Okay.
I know dick, so, like, I'm not going to pretend I know what to do. I'm like... Yo, Elon, like, what do we got to do? But he's like, fucking, we're going to take all the cars, we're going to throw them out.
Okay.
I'm like, all right, so we're going to throw out all the cars.
Okay.
Everyone's got to use electric cars. And all I'm right. Like, oh, shit, Elon, like, we don't have enough power. And then he's like, yo, I know a guy. He's like, all right, Bill Nye. Bill Nye's on the team now, too. All right, Bill Nye, what are we going to do? He's like, just fucking solar fields everywhere. I'm like, all right, we're going to put all our money in solar fields. Be solar fields fucking everywhere. I'm like, what about geothermal? He's like, bam, Jeff, you're a genius. So, Jeff Nye, the science guy, that's your name now. We're going to fucking put geothermal plants, so much power, run all these electric cars.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit, what about all these people who work at, like, oil rigs and coal mines? I'm like, they're going to run the geothermal plants. Everything's going to be fucking sick.
So you just create a world run by famous scientists.
Yeah. Scientists should be politicians.
Should
That's
they?
That's my first thought. Yeah.
Should they?
Yeah.
Because Eisenhower, the nerdy man... said that he shouldn't be like scientists shouldn't be politicians because they should have a distinct separation because they should just focus on the shit that they do.
No, because science, like, you need not like a scientist.
Yeah.
You need the Elon Musk and Bill Nye aren't like scientists. Like, Bill Nye is an engineer. I don't know what the fuck Elon Musk is, but they're people who are scientifically inclined. Like, you don't need like the fucking physics nerd who's just like.
So what about Mr. Reading Rainbow? What's his name?
LeVar Burton?
Not LeVar Burton.
LeVar Burton's Reading Rainbow.
Not LeVar Burton.
The Take one, a look. It's in a book. The Reading Rainbow. That's LeVar Burton.
Oh, fuck.
It's also on Star Trek.
The guy who wears the Mr. space Rogers? Bow ties. No, the space ties. Space ties.
Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
You just mixed up LeVar Burton and Neil deGrasse
That's
Tyson.
That's who I mixed up, yeah.
Neil deGrasse Tyson? No, he shouldn't be a politician.
No, really?
Because that dude's a scientist.
But so what's the difference between Neil deGrasse Tyson and Bill Nye?
Neil deGrasse Tyson is out, like, actively, like, doing science. Bill Nye doesn't do any science.
How do you know?
Because he doesn't have a degree in
How
science.
How do I know Neil deGrasse Tyson does science?
That's a good... I assume...
That's what I mean.
I assume Neil deGrasse out there doing
he's out doing
that
science.
That dude does a lot of interviews.
I think he's... Yeah, he's just doing Joe Rogan interviews, claiming he knows how stars work. So does Bill Nye. He just does it on Netflix.
Yeah. I have a big problem with Bill Nye.
Because what did Bill Nye do during the lull between his Bill Nye stints?
He worked for NASA.
Yeah, so he's a scientist. What do
no,
you,
he was an engineer for NASA.
He's still a an engineer. Is not a scientist.
Engineer's not a scientist. Bill Nye's a mechanical engineer.
Maybe he's a research engineer.
No, he's a mechanical engineer.
Okay.
He worked on the engines for NASA.
Yeah, and so Elon Musk beat him out, and he went, I'm going to make a TV show.
Yeah.
Okay, makes sense.
I think he still works for NASA. I think he was doing both.
What about money? Would you have money?
Yeah, you can't not have money. We're all going to trade wool.
Hey, man, it could be Fallout and trade bottle caps.
You got to have currency. You got to have money.
Would it be money or would you trade, like, bottle caps?
No, money. Money can stay. Money's fine.
Money can stay?
I have no problem with money.
Language. Do you make Jeffersonos language or do you go, we're sticking with English? Or no, this is our world. Everyone in the world speaks one language. Or you go, all right, Chinese people, keep your Mandarin. Keep your Mandarin. Stay over there.
Oh, am I in charge of the? I'm in charge of the whole world, right?
You're in charge of the whole world. So it's like, okay, I'm jumping ahead, but you relate to sci-fi. You go Star Trek. Okay, Star Trek. Does everyone get to speak their different languages and they're part of a federation, or do you go, nope, fuck it?
No, because like, I think there should be like an Earth language. Earth should have one language, but like, not everyone has to know the language.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, so all politicians need to know the Earth language. Okay. So, like, if you're the president of Japan, do you speak Japanese, obviously.
Yeah.
But you also need to know Earthican.
Okay. I like that idea. So maybe we all need to create a new global language. What does...
You can't create language.
A little bit off topic. When Google and Apple comes out with their babblefishes that translate in your ear, right?
Yeah.
You've seen all the news about that.
No idea what you're talking about.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Babblefish.
No, but I didn't know it was...
Yeah, but Apple released that they're putting out their earbuds that can translate up to 42 languages actively if you just put it in your
That's
ear.
That's sick.
Yes. Do people then all speak the same language? Because I was thinking that the Babblefish, okay, I'm speaking to a dude who speaks Mandarin. I'm still replying in English. I know what he's saying. I still can't fucking speak Mandarin back to him.
But he needs to have one too.
Yeah, but then what do we... I speak English to him and he speaks Chinese. Is it going to cause languages to, like, meld?
No, because you don't hear the Mandarin.
But, like, is it going to... the way you're processing talking to people, because even you'd be talking to them...
You'll probably be learning it, though, at the same time.
That's what
yeah.
I mean. So is it going to mesh? Is it, like, our slang is just broken English. So, okay, a bunch of
Your
Spanish...
Your slang. I don't speak in slang.
Okay. My slang. And
I
then,
speak like a dignified human being.
Like a proper...
You dumb fucking
peasant. Oh, fuck off. But you're with a bunch of Spanish-speaking people all the time, all right? You're with a bunch of...
Am I?
Immigrants from South
oh,
America.
Oh, in theory.
Hypothetically. They start speaking Spanish all the time, but you're always getting it translated. Do you accidentally start speaking...
Yeah, you'll start picking it up. I don't think you'd start speaking it, but you'd start understanding it.
What if you just subconsciously slip in a couple words?
I don't think that's how...
It's
language
being translated
works.
Anyways.
That's not how language works.
But what if your brain starts fucking it up because no
but
matter
what... But
that's
not how it works.
Okay.
You can't just say, what if?
All right.
What if, like, they just start speaking Spanish to you and you just stab them in the neck because that's how Spanish works.
Okay, okay. So, Jeff, government leader, world leader.
Yeah.
Le Fleur de the world.
Yeah.
Space.
Space. What about space?
What's your first mission?
My first mission?
Man, where do you... Do you go somewhere? Do you want to put lasers? do you want to build a Sonic-esque doomsday laser powered by chaos crystals?
I don't want to go anywhere.
No, just cancel all space flights.
I want to send out
except
more
except for Elon, because he's your advisor.
Yeah, I can't stop him.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, yeah, Elon works for me. I forgot about that. And so in this scenario, I got to be like, Elon, like, let's put that on the back burner. Let's settle things here first. But I feel like if Elon was helping me be in charge of Earth, he'd be like, okay. Like, we can deal with this shit first.
Okay.
Because we'll he can build this fucking Hyperloop. He can do some cool shit.
Okay. All right.
So, like, Elon's chilling on Mars.
What like, about space elevators?
What the fuck?
I want to build a space elevator.
That doesn't make fucking sense.
It's just a tube that goes to space.
That wouldn't work.
From New York.
Do you know how...
just a tube.
The rotation of planets works?
No, you just build it from ground up. Super sturdy. Super sturdy.
So where's it going to? Just to space?
You put a space station at the top. Out in space. So high enough out in space so that the gravity of the Earth spinning doesn't fucking bend your tube
too much.
Oh,
it would.
And then you just you can just take an elevator up the tube to space.
And then you're in a space station.
Yeah.
I thought you meant you'd have a tube, like, to the moon.
No.
And I'm like, well, that would not work.
Definitely not. No, you have a space station in orbit, and it's just tethered to a location.
Why would you go to the space station?
Because then you don't need to take off in rockets.
You take off from the... Oh, so it's a huge space station.
You just take a tube, you go up, no, and then just a spaceship docks to it, and you just waddle onto your little...
But so the spaceship... must be mounted to the tube, then.
No, it can just dock at the tube. Oh, space station mounted to tube, yes. Tube in New York goes all the way up to sky, high enough that it's in orbit, so it's not affecting...
So but the space station must be massive, then.
Massive for a space...
But the size of an airport?
Yeah, but the size of an airport.
So the strength of that tube...
Yeah, you make it out of, like,
vinyl?
Whatever, yeah, vinyl, or whatever Wolverine is made out of.
Adamantium?
Yeah, adamantium.
Yeah, if only that existed.
You can make it out of carbon stuff.
Made out of diamonds.
What do they use on rockets? I was trying to look at, it's not vinyl.
Tungsten.
It's tungsten. Tungsten? Steel. Steel? Steel? I don't know.
Tungsten.
Okay, we're talking about space elevators now, let's get off this. Taxes. Do you tax motherfuckers?
I mean, yeah, you gotta pay taxes.
See, I don't think I tax people.
At all?
If you start in a new world, why do you gotta tax
them? How are you paying for stuff? Who's paying my salary?
That's what I mean. Do you get a salary?
Oh, why you got a salary?
Or do you just get to be the P. Diddy of the world?
I'm putting... What? P. Diddy also gets a salary.
Yeah, but you could just make your own company and hustle people, but also be the president.
I'm putting in work being the president. That's a full-time job.
Okay, all right.
I got to get a salary.
What would your title be? I was trying to debate that, too.
No, what? No title.
No title?
No title.
Just the Jeff?
No, I'm just like, oh, like, yeah, it's just Jeff. He's in charge.
just want to be the casual charge leader.
I don't want like Mr. any. I'm just Jeff.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a more peaceful world. Everyone's on a level attitude.
And everyone can just walk up around the street like, oh, hey, Jeff. No one's like, oh, hey, Mr. President. I don't like that.
How do you quell a rebellion?
Shoot him in the dick.
Shoot him in the dick.
Who's rebelling in my perfect utopia?
But everyone's going to hate Jeffreyisms in some way. What about a Tibetan monk who has to just accept Jeffreyism?
What am I doing that's against a Tibetan monk?
I guess nothing.
Nothing. Everything I'm doing is fucking spot on. Okay. Got any other problems you want me to fix?
Thinking about religion.
All right. I don't know if that's... The president's...
But it's not your president's
separation
decree,
of church and state.
Yeah, separation of church and state.
Yeah,
everybody is one, but, you know, if you're Islamic, you believe that. If you're Christian, you believe that Jesus changed the world. If you're Wiccan, you believe that.
I would be very openly atheistic, but not Ricky Gervais about it.
Okay, then you're good to go.
You know what I mean? Be like, hey, look...
You can't pass Ricky Gervais on the scale. It's too far.
Yeah, no, that's fucking top of the piece of shit chart.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like... Okay, here's the thing. Like, I don't really believe in anything. You guys do whatever the fuck you want. I'll bring my mom on stage. Like, look, this bitch loves Jesus. Fucking loves him to death.
Yeah.
You want to love Vishnu? Go nuts. I don't care.
Okay.
As long as you're happy and won't shoot anyone, go nuts.
We're good to go.
Worship a plate. I don't care.
Yeah.
Everything's good.
Okay.
That's my stance on religion.
All right.
I would tell that speech anytime anyone brings it up. Yeah. My mom will be on standby at all times.
What's your speaking charge?
Nothing.
Nothing? Speaking fee? No speaking
fee? If it fits in my schedule, I'll show up.
Okay. All right.
But I got a pretty busy schedule, so the odds
are... Good person in charge.
Odds are slim.
That'd be funny, because then every time someone has to refer to you, it'd just be like, yeah, Jeff. Jeff, the guy, the person in charge. That guy.
The guy in charge.
Guy in charge. That guy.
Yeah, I just want to be the guy in charge. So when there's like, say like I'm done with it and we're gonna elect a new guy in charge, you'd be like, oh, we have the new elections for the new guy in charge, but like it's not like a woman can be the guy in charge.
So
we're not a sexist society.
So people in charge elections.
No, it's a guy in charge. Bloke.
The bloke in charge elections. The mate.
The motherfucker. This fucking guy. No, you can't say guy. Yeah. Fuck. The fucking charge.
That person.
Yeah, and I don't like person.
That person.
We can't. No, it's got to be guy. It's guy.
Okay.
This guy in charge. Right. But it can be anyone but Hillary Clinton.
Okay, and if there was one, the last question.
I feel like I'm nailing this interview. Is this a job interview? Because I think I'm fucking nailing it.
It was going to be back and forth, but you're killing it right now, so I'm just drilling you with questions.
Yeah, keep them coming. I got this.
How do you maintain peace? How do you make sure? So,
give me a problem.
Problem. Okay. Your citizens in the Ukraine are cheesed because their food isn't as good as the people in France.
Okay.
That caused them to go, fuck you guys, we're picking up our guns and we're shooting you.
Have they started shooting?
They've started shooting. How does the government of
First of all, let me interject. Before shooting starts, I hear there's turmoil going on in the Ukraine. I'm there.
Okay.
I'm like, guys, what's going on? They're like, our food's not as good as they have in France. And I'd be like, have you seen the shit they eat? It's fucking disgusting.
So that's it?
You want fucking snail? I'm like, what do you guys got, pierogies? Let me make you some of my world-famous pierogies. I'll whip them up a batch
of
my pierogies, and they'll be like, it's not as good. I'm like, yeah, this is shit, because I'm not from the Ukraine. You guys make some bomb-ass pierogies. You guys keep doing you. If you need me, just call the guy in charge.
So you'd just be self-empowering and encouraging.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah. Boost people's motivation.
I'd be like the uncle in, like, a Disney movie who's like, you had it in you all along.
Oh, what if the French people are then cheese? Because they're like, yo, these guys just shot, like, half our people.
No, I said before.
Oh, before. Right before.
I jump just... in before. I hear that there's turmoil.
Okay, so you would have, like, Skynet monitoring.
No, because it'd be like, for you. I'm obviously talking to president of the Ukraine.
Yeah.
So he calls me up and he's like, we're not happy with France. I'm not going to be like, no, fuck off, okay. Ukraine.
So those countries still exist. Would you have provinces?
What do you mean?
You got the Federation of Jeff, right? Do the countries
There's
still...
no Federation of Jeff. Don't put these titles on. Okay. There's Earth.
It's just Earth.
I'm the guy in charge of Earth.
So the people located in the province formerly known as Ukraine.
No, just Ukraine. They're still a country.
They're still a country.
Yeah. But countries still exist.
Countries still exist.
Why are you taking away countries?
But so countries still exist, but everyone's at peace.
I mean, I'm trying. I'm just a guy doing my best.
Okay, all right.
I'm not going to make any claims that everyone's at peace. Some people are still going to be dicks, and I'm going to have a conversation with them.
Yeah. And they go, okay, yeah, you're the guy in charge.
But I want to. I'm going to sit down and have a conversation with them. I'm not going to tweet anything.
How do you?
No Twitter for this fella.
No Twitter.
I'll leave Twitter.
Do you keep social media?
Nope.
For everybody, though. Do you
no, everyone else is allowed to have social media.
Okay, but just not you?
You know what? I'm going to keep social media, but I'm only going to reply to people who are being dicks. And I'll be like, hey, just calm down, man.
Shut the fuck up.
No. I will say, hey, just calm down, man.
Okay, calm down, man. We could be friends.
Yeah. From president of the earth. Or, no, from the guy in charge.
Okay. Do you have any other inquisitions that you would like to impose as
the guy in charge?
President of guy in charge world?
The guy in charge?
Yeah.
What else is important in the world? No weapons. No one's allowed to have weapons.
I didn't want to get into a gun control debate, but what do you do? How do you make sure that no one gets all willy-nilly with guns?
I'll be like, hey, guys, come on.
just relax.
Hey, guys, come on. Come on. I'll make you a deal. I'll walk up.
So someone be like,
yeah.
I'll start like, okay, on this date, just given all your guns and you don't pay taxes this year. And then people will be like, no, that's, I don't want to give up my guns. And yeah. I'll be like, all right, guys, here's like, don't be a dick. Like, everyone else is doing it. Like, it's just a thing we're doing. I'll make you a deal. If anything bad happens, I'll give you back your guns. All right? So and what, you still didn't pay taxes.
What do you do if something bad happens in, like, two of the former countries, and then you got to give them back their guns, and they're the only ones with the guns?
Like, okay, pose me a more succinct scenario.
Once again.
Ukraine and France.
Ukraine and France. Yeah. Cheesed at each other. You go, oh, shit, okay, all right, you guys didn't need the guns, so you gave them back the guns.
No, they got cheesed at each other?
Okay, fuck that. Terrorists attack Ukraine.
Yeah.
And they attack France.
Okay.
So you go, okay, here you go, France.
How did the terrorists attack? They set a bomb?
They set a bomb.
Crash a plane?
Yeah, they set a bomb made out of materials they can buy off of Amazon, because Amazon rules the world at this point,
sure.
Right?
Not if I'm in charge.
Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, the Jeffrey's on.
Yeah.
Jeff's on. www.jeff.
I think the owner of Amazon's
Jeff
name is things. Jeff.
com. Just the name of everything is Jeff?
No, I'm pretty sure the owner of Amazon's name is Jeff. So
is it?
I think so.
Oh, that's creepy. Yeah. So Jeffshipsthings.com.
Yeah.
Right? Shipped bomb parts to, let's not be stereotypical, so we're going to say Greece. Greece?
I thought you were trying to name a person.
No. Greece then bombs the fuck out of France.
Sure.
So you go, okay, France, I'm sorry for taking your guns. Here's your guns back.
No, no, okay, nope.
They do the same to the
no,
Ukraine.
No, 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 no.
Nope, nope, nope. The Ukraine then has...
No, I don't give my guns back to France.
Okay, how? That what do you
Because I'm a sneaky cunt. So I told them I'd give them their guns back. And I'm like, you know, let me try one last thing. I know I said I'd give you your guns back. Let me deal with this. So I go into Greece, and I'm like, Greece, what the fuck, man? Why are you bombing France?
I'm just going to say, what the fuck, man, to anyone who bombs someone.
No, no, I'm just warming up. You got to walk in. You got to walk in all calm and shit, right?
Come on, bro.
Like
bruh.
President of Greece, his name's Winston. Winston's in charge of Greece.
Winston, bro.
And I'm like, Winston,
why are you
what,
dropping bombs?
Winston, what the fuck happened? Like, I fucking left you alone here. I'm like, yeah, I took away your guns, but what's wrong with France? They're like, oh, they're a bunch of fucking assholes. I'm like, I know, I've met France. They're shitty people, but you can't bomb them. And they're like, yeah, we're sorry. I'm like, I need you to go apologize to France. And then they go apologize to France.
And no guns are delivered.
No guns are delivered. And they're like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Maybe you just need to rule the world then.
Thanks, guy in charge. All we needed was compassion. Compassion will save the day.
If we had to get rid of it, then this is separate from Jeff ruling the world. I want to end this segment.
Rule's a harsh word.
Okay.
In charge of the world.
In charge of the world. If we could rename the president or prime minister.
Yeah.
Because those are outdated old-ass names.
I don't like the word prime minister.
What would you name him?
Guy in charge.
Guy in charge.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that.
No, but you can't say guy. I've been struggling with...
The person. Person in charge.
Yeah. The one in charge.
The one in charge? That sounds like ominous, though.
Yeah. It's like a deity.
So I was trying to figure out. That's why they're just the top
chargy.
Minister.
They're chargy.
They're chargy.
Yeah.
So make it more like Australia, and everyone just makes...
Australia, yeah.
Cute names for everything.
Yeah,
Chargy. It's like the Bobby. We got the Bobby, we got the Chargy.
Yeah, and Chargy was hosting a Barbie down at Johnny's house.
All right, okay.
You can live with that?
Yeah, I can live with that.
Moral of the story is I'm going to be in charge of the world.
Yeah, I think it works.
Vote for this fella coming 2020.
And think about what you would do.
So something that I've been thinking about lately, you know, Blade Runner 2049 is coming back out?
Yeah.
Coming back out. It's coming out for the first time.
Yeah.
I think it came out. It's out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking,
Got the Gosling.
Ryan the Goose
Ford.
Gosling's in it.
Yeah.
Jared Leto's blind as fuck. That'll be good.
Oh, as always, with his method acting.
So I rewatched, the original Blade Runner.
Yeah.
You know what's fucking weird about that movie before I get into this? Mm-hmm. You know, there's like 7 different cuts to that movie.
Yeah, that's the which one do I watch?
Can whatever you, tell you me want. That?
But which one is the internet specified?
Like the director's cut.
The director's cut? Because I was going to rewatch it as well. So
yeah, because the main thing in the like original theatrical cut, they put in that weird voiceover.
Yeah.
And there's no voiceover in the director's cut.
So I think that's the one I saw. the one with the weird voiceover.
Yeah, that's like the original theatrical cut.
Okay.
But all then right. there's like little, like fucking, I think there's 7 cuts.
It's something like that.
There's 7 different versions.
I knew of 5. 5 I knew.
I think it's 7. But like,
okay.
I watched the original director's cut.
Yeah.
Which came out in like fucking 92 or something.
All right.
I don't know. But yeah, that's the best. That's fucking weird, right? No other movie's done that where it's like such a big debacle. There was so much fucking shit going on with that movie.
Yeah, because they couldn't make up their mind on how it was supposed to be cut.
I wish they could
make it better.
The original thing of like studio interference. Like it's a big thing now where like there's like directors leave movies because like studios are just like the whole Edgar Wright Ant-Man thing where like, oh, they want a different thing and they're fucking with what I want. Like back then, like no one left movies back then.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'll do what I can. And then they like last minute, like they had like test screenings.
Yeah.
And they're like, people are really confused. So at the last minute they had Harrison Ford come in. They're like, we need you to basically narrate this movie.
Yeah.
And like, I've like seen it with and without, and like seeing it with the voiceover after seeing it without, you're like, why the fuck do they need this voiceover?
Yeah.
They're just like him describing plot points that are currently happening.
I think that's that's the original one I saw. Because I saw it when I was younger, and the narration really threw me off.
The narration,
that's why
so
I never liked
weird.
The movie. I never did see that director's cut.
It was like an original thing Harrison Ford once said, but he like took back in an interview later. He said he tried to do it bad, so it was unusable.
Oh, shit.
Like, because he didn't want the narration either.
Yeah.
But then they put it in.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay, so what does that imply for the movie now, though?
What do you mean?
Does it fuck up the viewership for you watching going into the new one?
I mean, it's just weird because you don't know what fucking version to watch.
Does it dramatically change the storyline?
No. Like, there's versions, too, that, like, is he a replicant? Is he not a replicant?
I was gonna say, I thought it just makes the replicant stuff more
That's
confusing.
What, like, the smaller different cuts are.
Okay.
Because they have the weird shit with, like, what is it, the origami butterfly?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, so it's more stuff with that.
Okay.
And then, so it's like, oh, is he a replicant? But then they have implanted memories. If anyone's listening that hasn't seen Blade Runner, they have no fucking idea what I'm talking about.
It's getting too deep.
But, yeah, Blade Runner is a fucking mess of a movie.
Okay, I'm going to have to watch it because that's pulling my memory jogging.
Just watch all the cuts.
Okay.
No, if you're going to watch a cut, if anyone hasn't seen Blade Runner, watch it. It's a feat to be seen. It's not a great movie. It's all right at best.
But it's one of the originals.
It's like the first like good sci-fi movie.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about first. Was it before Star Wars?
It's the first.
I don't know if I...
No, it's first. After Star Wars. It's after the... It's like in the mix of Star Wars.
It was right before Total Recall. Like, I would say inspired the whole generation that came after Total Recall and all that.
Total Recall's trash.
Yeah, but still, it like, opened the floodgates for
I suppose. Him. I suppose. Anyway, what I really wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
So I was watching it and I was thinking, because they like, because the movie came out in 1982?
Some odd.
1982.
Early 80s, I know.
I'm sticking with 1982.
Yeah.
And it's based in 2019.
Yeah.
So the new one's coming out in 2017. It's based in 2049. But whenever they make these movies, I'm always just, like, interested in watching how they predict technology.
Yeah.
Like, all the weird shit that they're like, oh, like, we gotta make futuristic shit, but it's gotta be realistic futuristic shit.
Just, like, hopefully not guessing as wrong as Terminator.
Yeah. Like, just guessing good shit and not, like, guessing 1984.
Yeah.
On a weird second tangent, how weird is 1984 that people still read that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I've always wondered that. Yeah, that people don't change the title, at least.
I remember I was, like, reading that in high school. My dad's like, it's weird I read that in the 60s when it was...
Yeah, and that's what they thought it was going to be in 84. That's a whole other topic.
It's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Don't make movies based in the future, because then no one's going to watch your movie once the date passes.
Yeah, 2001 is Space Odyssey.
Yeah, that's a better analogy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, shit. It was supposed to be envisioning an AI computer taking over a spaceship. It's like, well, I mean, for all we know, that did happen, and we just don't know.
Speaking of AI, the AI in Blade Runner is quite the feat.
Yeah.
You got your fucking replicants, and now do we have AI? Who's to say? That fucking, what's the one who played Jeopardy? Watson?
Yeah, Watson.
He's pretty smart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got Watson, and then the NSA has a robot equivalent of Watson, and so does Google.
And so is the one that's good at chess.
That's Watson.
Oh, it's still Watson, isn't
it? Watson's good at chess and whatever it's called, Go.
Go?
Yeah.
Is that the name, or is that a thing that Watson's good at?
Like another, it's like a three-level chess that's multi-dimensional.
Oh, yeah, 3D chess?
Yeah.
That's some shit. I'm not smart enough for that shit.
Oh, fuck no. AI, though, do you think it's equivalent, or what's the phrasing of the question?
Do you think that they were accurate in assuming that we might have AI in 2019?
I think
that's what I'm really getting.
I think Elon Musk does. I think Elon Musk really probably
Elon
does.
Musk is very
got robot giving him a couple tips in the background. Watson, you know, here and there, he goes, "Yo, homie, Watson."
I want to have a recurring thing where we're like, how many times do we bring up Elon Musk every week? We talk about Elon Musk a lot.
I started to realize that lately, man. I talk about Elon Musk way too much.
Elon Musk is like hot topic, especially on this podcast.
Yo, he intrigues me, though.
Might as well be the Elon Musk podcast.
It's a science genius.
You know what? Let's start a campaign. We got to get Elon Musk on the podcast.
Elon Musk, the science genius.
And I told him he'd be my vice president. So.
Can we make him a jingle if he does that?
Second to the guy in charge. Yeah, he'll have a jingle. I'll write it myself.
Elon,
you
got to
buy me a banjo, though.
Second to the guy in charge.
Yeah. Okay. A little twangy banjo? Fucking mint.
I can handle that. I can handle that.
What do you think about flying cars? They got lots of flying cars in Blade Runner.
For 2019?
2019. You think about flying cars?
Yes. Did you see that? They actually started to introduce drone taxis.
They're coming, dude. So little they're making like personal flying cars.
Yeah, so you can scoop in. They'll take you to like, okay, I'm in Hyde Park, Toronto, whatever. Sorry, let's make something less specific.
Downtown Toronto?
Yeah, I'm in a suburb. I can go, hey, I need to get downtown. You just hop in this little one-person cab of a fucking drone.
It scoops you up?
Scoops you up, flies you over, drops you off on a skyscraper. You take the little elevator down. You're like, bam, I'm downtown. Bitch, I took my Uber drone.
Uber drone. Skip the traffic. Great for rush hour until they crash into each other.
They won't crash into each other because they'll be Uber drones. What happens? What happens when there's Uber and Lyft right now? Okay, so Uber buys a dickload of drones. Amazon buys a dickload of drones. Lyft buys a dickload of drones. So many drones. Who controls whether or not they hit each other?
I assume they all have like a.
They won't
targeting.
Be.
Not. I want to say targeting system, but
it's like planes all agree to use the same radar system so that they can all tell where they're at.
Yes, but planes have people controlling them. Like,
and
there's
government
the
regulatory bodies managing it. But if a bunch of these private companies buy that shit, they're all just going to go all willy-nilly.
I'm sure, like, the government will be like, look, you all need to fucking get together and have a... There'll be a drone agency.
Okay, then yes. Because that's why. It's just like, they're all private companies. We'll go all willy-nilly. I think...
Yeah, but all airlines are all private companies.
If the government comes in and goes, okay, you can do drone taxis, but now we have the drone taxi flying agency.
Yeah.
Then I think 2019.
It'd be like the drone traffic agency or something.
Yeah. Long story short, I think it's up to the government, not the tech companies.
I mean, that's... Yeah, we had to sum up not my point. But flying cars, 2019, think it'll be a thing?
Yes.
What about video phones and voice commands like he had in Blade Runner?
Yes.
You think that'll be a thing in 2019?
I think it will be a thing.
I have a list here. Some of them are super relevant to the question I'm asking. Some of them not so much.
Okay.
But you think voice commands will be a thing?
Yeah. Siri. Shout out Siri. Shout out Cortana.
This is where we gotta... I don't know how much you remember of Blade Runner, but it's kind of a... post-apocalyptic future?
Yeah.
Do you think that'll be a thing in 2019?
No.
2018, you think everything goes to shit? Nuclear winter?
No, maybe 2020 when Trump has to go out of office. So not 2019, no.
Once Trump's out, then everything gets fucked?
Yeah, or the year of. I think the last year of, the whole world's just going to implode on itself.
Implode on itself?
Yeah, just implode.
Would you care to elaborate?
Literally, everyone just starts to get so stressed out by the internet that they just kind of start getting consumed by their screens, and it just happens, man. Like, I'm sitting there at my desk sometimes, I'm reading about Trump, I fall literally into the desktop, and everyone does that once, and we all just fall into the center of the earth. We just implode. We go, oh, Trump's so dumb, and everyone just... facepalm so hard that you fall to the center of the earth.
Fair enough.
All at once.
What about space travel? Space travel is a big thing in Blade Runner.
Yeah. I think...
I thought my list included 2019? More than Blade Runner, but here we go.
Yeah, we'll be going to the moon. Does the moon count?
It's pushing it. We have already been to the moon, so...
Then no space travel. No space travel. I want space travel. Do you think the government has secret space travel?
They're just like, oh, we found the Jeff planet where Jeff's in charge.
Yeah, Jeff's in charge of this planet, and he created his own teleportation system, so we're going to use it.
Yeah.
And now we're all ruled by Jeff.
Jeff just beams down, and he's like, hey, guys, stop fucking being dicks.
Relax,
buddy. He's like, oh, now he's in charge of our planet, too, and I'm like, gotcha good.
Hey, yo, Israel, stop fighting Palestine.
Guys, just calm down.
Shit, you guys live right side by side.
Yeah, Israel, you know what? You can have your space on my planet. Everyone from Israel, come on over.
Your land is my land, and my land is your land.
This is kind of the weirdest one, so I saved it the best for last.
Okay.
Do you remember the mood organ in Blade Runner?
Describe it for me. Sounds familiar.
So there's this thing. It's called a mood organ. It's pretty good. There's like a, they have a thing like in their brain, I think. Yeah. It can alter, there's no better way. It alters your mood. There's a thing in your brain that like fucks with your cerebral cortex or whatever the fuck you want to call it. And yeah, they don't go that deep into it in Blade Runner. But they mention that it's a thing.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll have brain implements? Brain
by
implements.
2019, no, but in our lifetime, yes.
In our lifetime, we'll have brain implements and be like, chill the fuck out. Like, instead of taking prescription drugs.
Yeah. Something to just automatically balance out the hormones.
Time for Jeff's second list.
iPhone app. Continue.
WALL-E.
What about...
Is that a future you see for us?
WALL-E? No.
No?
Like, long-term or 2019?
No, long-term.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah,
we're all just sitting in chairs, sitting in chairs, being served by robots.
Yeah,
that's my fear when robots come to be a real fucking thing.
Yeah, we'll just get everything from by and large. We won't have to work at all. We live on a giant spaceship, and we just eat Soylent.
Yeah, that's and the robots take care of us. Everything's good.
Oh yeah, that's definitely what I think.
Wait, isn't WALL-E like they're supposed to be moving to like a new planet?
But they never did.
They never did. So they're just chilling.
They lied to them about moving to a new planet. They're really just supposed to come back to Earth after it's cleaned by WALL-Es.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
But do we feel bad for WALL-Es? Do we still have WALL-Es?
No, we don't have WALL-Es.
No more WALL-Es. Okay. All right, fair enough.
You ever see the show The 100?
Yeah.
It's basically WALL-E, now that I think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, because of the people... Yeah. Yeah, no, I see that. Bro, you're being too intense here.
Cat, you're being real loud. Into the mic or not into the mic? Cat, take your pick.
Get out of here. I got him out.
Is there any other movies? I mean, we talked about 2001, Space Odyssey.
The only other future movie you could pull out was WALL-E.
No, I got some more. But I thought WALL-E was going to be the deal breaker. I kind of wanted to talk about Tron.
Tron, yes. Now Tron is more likely than...
Tron is more likely than WALL-E?
Yeah. Everyone living in a virtual reality, that's what scares me. When you talk about future tech, what happens when it's more like Futurama. Futurama, where you go into the virtual world.
Yeah.
And you get your own version of Wendy Wu.
Lucy Liu?
Lucy Liu. Who's Wendy Wu?
Wendy Wu is no one.
No, that's the newscaster from Family Guy.
No,
yeah.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
That's Trisha Takanawa.
God damn it. What's Wendy
Jesus,
Wu?
Dude.
Wendy Wu is from something. It's a Family Channel movie.
If you say so.
It is. She's played volleyball.
I guess I'll have to take your word for it.
I think the world will be like that Futurama virtual reality, so.
This is my last movie I want to bring up.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, I thought all the other ones were deal breakers, but this is the fucking, it's my Hail Mary.
All right.
If you got nothing to say about this one, you don't have a you don't have a heart. You don't have a soul.
Okay.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh, you think that you can just like reset your memory?
Reset some shit. Fucking augmented brains.
So Total Recall, but emotional.
Yeah. That movie fucked me up, dude. Jim Carrey when he was crazy, but no one knew it yet.
Yeah.
Ooh, Jim Carrey got you good.
Oh, he really snuck into the movie industry with that one, too.
I did, yeah.
Oh, he went, oh, I can also be Dumb and Dumber, but look at me, I'm an indie actor, too.
Oh, you didn't catch that? I said I did, as if I was Jim Carrey.
I know.
Slipped right under the rug.
Oh, God.
So I'm secretly Jim Carrey.
Good thing you got Ace Ventura. Maybe you're like Keanu. You're just the fucking immortal.
But I'm living two lives?
Yeah, I think, yeah, exactly. You just shaved for this podcast.
No, it's a fake beard. The Jim Carrey beard is a fake beard.
Jim Carrey beard is a fake beard?
Yeah.
So you glue on a beard to go to the red carpet and then take it off to just sit in this room full of VHS and
bullshit. Yeah, because everyone expects the opposite, right? Normally, if you're out in public, you'll take off the fake beard. When you're hiding, you're going to put on a fake beard?
So you...
That's how you trick them.
So you flipped it.
You flipped the switch.
Okay.
The cat, no one's, like, expecting the clean-shaven guy to be the undercover one.
Okay, touche.
So you wear the disguise when everyone sees you.
Yeah, so Jim
tricked
Carrey.
Them good.
Jim Carrey wins no matter. I think 2019, yes. I think we're going to have our memories erased.
Right?
I think we're fucked. You tell me the CIA already doesn't have men in black pens?
Ooh, men in black pens.
I think they got men in black pens. So I'm pretty sure we're screwed no matter. Morty's mind blowers.
Morty's
full circle combo.
Full circle combo.
Definitely Morty mind blowers going on, so we're screwed. We're going to have our memories erased, we're going to forget our loved ones, and we're going to have to fall in love with each other again in the most artsy way possible and dye our girlfriend's hair blue.
In Jeff's utopia world.
Yeah.
Final question. Pick one thing that will be in a tech movie based in 2030. What is it? What's the tech thing?
Based in 2030, teleporters.
Teleporters?
Teleporters.
That's a good pick.
Teleporters.
You win this round, sir.
Aha!
And that's our show for this week. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I hope you had as much fun as we did. Do you have a good time, Bailey?
I had a good time.
This is a good time. This is a good episode.
Yeah, we had some good
times. We had some good talks. We talked about some stuff.
Some Ricks, some Mortys.
Some Ricks, some Mortys, some Jim Carreys. Even our good pal Jerry Jeff dropped in for a little bit.
What would you do in a Las Vegas shooting case?
What would you do if Jeff was the Supreme Chancellor of the world?
Is George Bush trying to kill us all?
Probably.
Probably. So.
Not senior, he did, Steve.
Yeah, and George Bush likes painting faces, so maybe he likes people now.
He does like to paint. Anyway, if you like the show, tell a friend or two. That'd be good.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep telling this every week until everyone tells three friends.
And then you'll be our real friend, and then we will super like you on Tinder.
Is that a what's a super? Oh, yeah, you can like.
You super like. You can pay for extras, but then they get a direct message that you got super liked.
You got super liked real good.
Yeah, right away.
I missed that phase of being single.
That's okay. That's okay.
Anywho, yeah, if you want to hit us up on anything, we're on thingsthatarenews@gmail.com. Shoot us an email, ask us a question. Maybe pose your thoughts of what you would legislate if you were Supreme Chancellor of the world. Or the guy in charge.
There you go.
Anything else? We're on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram at Things That Are News. We're on Twitter at Things News. Give us a follow. Give us a like. Hit us up. Slide into the DMs. Who's to say what'll happen? Maybe we'll get a picture of my butthole.
And go to our website at www.thingsthatarenews.com. And give us some money to buy beer at Patreon if you feel so inclined.
That's patreon.com/thingsthatarenews. Check out our goals. They're pretty reasonable
yeah,
goals.
Yeah, I think so too.
We just want $1.
$1.
$1 from
anyone.
From everyone. Not from anyone, from everyone.
Everyone and anyone.
Anyone and everyone.
Because we don't discriminate because we want to be the guy in charge.
Next week, we're going to have a super special guest on. Bernie Sanders is going to be on the podcast.
Bernie!
Tune in next week for that. All the fun.
Someone.
Now whip it, in your shape, shape it up.